Why don't you go to your third case?
So this is one of my favorite patients who is a soccer player and coach, still at age 60, who 10 years ago presented with a left-sided breast cancer. This was not at our institution. High risk. She was ER positive, HER2 negative. She was treated surgically and found to be multiple nodes positive. She got standard chemotherapy at that time, anthracycline, taxane, post-mastectomy radiation. She was put on adjuvant hormonal therapy. And then about 7 years later, while she was still on the aromatase inhibitor, she presented with mental status change, which is unusual for ER-positive breast cancer. She was found to have a frontal mass, which was given it symptomatic and solitary. It was resected, still showed ER-positive, HER2-negative breast cancer as before. She also was found to have some bone lesions. The resection brain cavity was radiated stereotactically, and we put her on standard treatment with fulvestrant and palbociclib. But she actually progressed relatively quickly, and we switched her to exemestane everolimus and blew through that, now had visceral metastases. That was when she came to us, and we said you could go on capecitabine as a standard therapy or a clinical trial. She went back to her oncologist and was on capecitabine for a short period of time. But meanwhile, she had signed up for a research study we do with our own mutation panel, similar to the Foundation panel, and it came back showing a BRCA2 mutation, a deleterious BRCA2 mutation. This is one of the founder Ashkenazi mutations, and she actually was adopted, and she had told us that she had had genetic testing when we first met her, but we didn't have the results, and it turns out that she was mistaken. She didn't have it, so then when we found this, this was a surprise, but she was still doing okay on the capecitabine, so she remained on that, but in November, she progressed. And we started her on olaparib then, and she's had a PR and is tolerating it well. Her counts have been fine despite her pretreatment, and she remains in a PR. So, this was a little bit of a wake-up call for me that, again, I've got to be more careful about confirming that people have had germline testing, but it is nice that you can still pick it up on somatic testing as well. And, again, it's obviously provided her another treatment that we wouldn't have had otherwise.
This BRCA2 with a bunch of numbers after it, is that sort of mainline BRCA2 or some unusual variant?
No, so that's one of the founder Ashkenazi mutations. So it's very well characterized and it's a frame shift.
So there are two ways to classify the nomenclature of a mutation. One is at the nucleotide level,
right,
and one is at the protein level.
This is the newer one.
This at the protein level is the SARI 1982 arginine frameshift 22 mutation, which is present in 5% of all Ashkenazi people, whether or not they have cancer. So 1 in 20 Ashkenazi people have this. This is the most common founder mutation in Ashkenazis. And if you look this up on ClinVar, you have like 100 hits, and if you look this up on somatic databases, you have 0 hits. So you could infer from the tumor testing that this was 100% germline.